What is going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast.
Go hard with me, let it float and just keep singing. I'm just looking for a good time. Wanna take a never-ending holiday. Margaritas on the coastline. At a beach that feels so far away.
All right. Hey, as always, I hope you guys are having a great day. Week, month, year, whatever you're doing, I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. Today, I have, in honor of Mother's Day coming up here, my mom, Andrea, and then coming back for his third episode now, my dad, Mr. Paul Armstrong. What is going on, guys?
You're Mr. Paul Armstrong.
I know.
I'm just mom.
Well, I said Andrea. That's a better title. Is it my mom Andrea?
No, I don't know.
And then I figured they could put, you know, his last name is the same as yours.
I don't know that you did.
Yeah. I did. We can listen to this
mom.
Back.
This is mom.
That's fine. Mom. Hey.
Mom's a better title. Mom's a good title. Mom's good. It's
yeah. I don't call him Paul. Like, I'm not going to call him Paul the rest of the episode. I'm going to call him Dad.
Mom.
But, I mean, we don't even really, yeah. I don't know.
Spelled the same backwards. Upside down is wow.
There you go.
Okay.
Fun fact there for you guys. You didn't know that. Now you do.
Mom.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
If you throw Dad upside down, wouldn't it be
Dad?
Pat.
No.
No, Dad. Right. Like, because like in lowercase d, if you flip it, it'd be like a p.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it'd be a backwards p. Yeah.
It'd be a backwards p.
It'd be
so
a
what we're learning
d.
here is that moms are more universal,
yeah,
and more diverse, and dads
and we have
are just
kind
of
wow factor.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be awkward if we start making out on your podcast?
Oh my gosh!
Ooh,
why would you even go there?
Why?
Because wow. Have you seen her?
I think they have seen me.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. See again. See, wow.
Yeah, no, I think that would be a little weird.
Yeah.
But
I'm plugging my lights back.
Seeing me or us making out?
What kind of question is that? I feel like the answer is pretty obvious.
You weren't tracking, Zach. You were all messing with your lights.
No, I'm plugging in my VOP, you know, my smoke machine.
Oh.
Your VOP?
Yeah, my VOP, my smoke machine.
Oh, is that like
my cloud maker?
Is that like your vape?
Yeah, my
vape. It's like bougie. VOP, my VOP machine.
No, you just call it vapes, all sorts of different.
No, that sounded like you were trying
smoke
to do
machine.
Like, that's
my VOP, my smoke machine.
Your VOP.
My
yeah,
nicotine
that's...
stick.
Okay, stop. Let's move
so
on.
So now we would like to talk about the dangers of vaping.
No.
No, sorry. We would like to talk about the dangers of VOPing.
Vopping. Wow.
Yeah, because you just said vop. It's like going to Target and calling it Tarjay.
What?
It's a vape. It's not a vop.
No, I know, but you, like, I'm just saying there's many different ways you can
call
it.
Yeah, but I think somebody did that on purpose.
Sure.
To
a boof?
Sound like,
they call it a boof, too?
Like being bougie.
Hey, yo, can I hear your boof?
Okay.
Yeah. Moving okay. on.
Yeah.
So we've moved on from two topics. Apparently, parents making out's weird.
Okay, stop.
And vaping is weird or bad.
Those are the two topics
that
have been
covered
in the first 4 minutes of this episode.
Yeah, and moms. No, because that we can keep on
that
one.
I guess, because, yeah,
since it's in honor of Mother's Day. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, actually, for me, when someone's like, wow, I think World of Warcraft. I won't lie. I'm a nerd.
That's true.
No. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you want to play some
wow?
Yep. Now we can say
nerd side.
Moms are wow.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
Why?
Why what?
You? Why are you vapping?
Vaping. I'm not vapping.
What is that? What? Wait.
I think vapping is a really bad thing.
I don't even know vaping.
I don't think
word.
I want to look up
I don't
that.
Think vapping's a word. I don't believe that vapping is a word.
I think it means.
I'm just.
The same
I'm just
going to
say as a
V A P E
zapping.
I'm just going to say as the
zapping is not a word.
As a podcast host, you've lost control of your podcast.
I flow with it. Vapping. Oh, no, that's
Vaping is V-A-P-E. Yeah. Vaping is just saying vape bougie.
How would you spell vaping?
It's V-A-P-E. Same thing. V-A-P-I-N-G. Vaping.
No, that's just vaping. No.
I know. They're just saying it weird.
No. It was
like vaping was a thing. I think it was like a sexual
vape
thing.
Is V-A-P because you have, like, yeah, and so vap would be V-A-P-P.
A long A, no, if there's two vowels and yeah, a no, word,
vaping is
a.
V-A-P-P-I-N-G. Vaping is two P's.
Okay. So.
V-A.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Vap, same thing.
Okay. Vap. Vap. What is VAPS? VAP is a...
I just thought of a dentist. Of say
What are you guys... I'm over here trying to figure out vaping is a thing, and I have no idea what you guys have been talking about for the last, like, 2 minutes.
Talking about talking dentist.
Lower A's and
ready?
Long
ready?
A's.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
The sound you make at a dentist?
Actually, it's not dentist. It's just the doctor when they do that little tongue swab.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Say, ah.
What?
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's pretty accurate to the sound you make. I have to say, you guys got that one on the nose, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if there's
what other sound effects can you guys make? What
there's
is
there's ever an instructional video about going to the doctor?
Boom! You're the guy. You guys. They're gonna hit you guys up after they listen to this episode.
Doctors.
Yeah.
What other sound effects?
Yeah. It just has to come naturally. We'll move on. We'll see.
Yeah.
You can't force it. Never. All right. Yeah. So. I don't know. Happy Mother's Day, even though it's like 2 days early, but.
Thank you.
You're a good mom.
Aww. Oh, there we go.
One, two, three.
You're a good mom. Aww. No. I always say how blessed I am to have you guys as parents. So, you know, shout out to my mom and shout out to all the mothers out there. I don't know. What's a good topic, Mom? What's something that you just want to. You just want to dive deep into. What makes your brain hurt when you think about it? Like when you're like, man, I want to talk about this. Like you're thinking about it so hard that you just like your brain hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Pickleball.
What?
Pickleball.
Pickleball makes my brain hurt right now.
What is pickleball?
Because there's so many rules.
I'm trying to think of.
You don't know what pickleball is?
I know. I've heard of pickleball. I feel like I've even played pickleball before, like back in like school.
No. Pickleball is like
it's a new it's thing. Like a new,
is it a new thing?
Yeah, it's
well,
a new,
it's not new. But it's caught on. So yeah, it's like where the tennis people are really mad at the pickleballers.
Isn't it like is it like a you're like a volleyball club where you have like the paddles and
well,
like,
but that's badminton if you think about that. So if you think about a tennis net. A tennis net is pickleball.
But it's half the court.
No, I was thinking of the other one.
It's half the court, and there's four squares.
And you just stand in each one per square?
You can move around.
Well, you can move around. You have, if there's two people, you can have a front person and a back person.
You guys
person.
Are playing pickleball a lot
I am.
Recently? Yeah, you guys like join a club?
I have a friend who goes
Your parents have
quite
a
often.
Secret life that you don't know about.
Actually, it's super fun. I mean, it is fun, but it does hurt my head. Like, just all of the rules hurts my head.
Mm.
Like, yeah.
Like, what are kind of some of these rules?
You can't step in the kitchen. You have to let it bounce once before you hit it. But then when you have double servers, the first serve only has one serve. But then after that, you have two serves. You have a first server, a second server. I mean, there's just so
the
many
way
different.
You have to say
lost
the
me.
Score.
You lost.
Yeah, there's a way. So. There's a way you have to say the score.
You lost me.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And then you have like a certain. You keep your paddle in front of you, and you have to be low. And then one coach says, or the coach that I just joined a session with my friend, it's like, you know, pretend it's an egg. You know, finesse. Because it's supposed to be like soft, but then I hit it too hard. I mean, yeah.
Who is this
coach?
Mr. Miyagi.
He's a pickleball coach.
Now treat it like an egg.
Yeah, well, that exactly
finesse it.
Right. And I have too much finesse most of the time.
You can never have too much finesse.
Well, in pickleball, you do. I mean, like, and I don't even know if that's a true term. Like, I don't know if that's just his term or if that's like a pickleball term, finesse. Finesse is a word, but do they use it in pickleball or does just
clearly the Miyagi of pickleball is using it?
Yeah, I guess.
So there you go. Finesse mm-hmm. in that pickleball.
Yeah, you did have your mom paint the fence.
Yeah. Right. Wax on, wax off.
And then, yeah, wax his car.
Yeah.
Jacket on, jacket off. That was like the second. Was that the second movie?
That's the second one.
I think that's the second movie with Will Smith's kid.
Jayden. Oh, that's not the second.
That was the remake. Was that the reboot? I think that was where he had to like put his jacket up, take his jacket off, put it on.
I remember it not being like terrible. Like it was like not the Karate Kid though.
It was pretty bad.
But no, who was Jackie Chan? Jackie Chan wasn't in that one.
No.
I'm forgetting on the actor, but he's a good one. Yeah. Like I enjoyed his portrayal of like Mr. Miyagi, but he'll never compare.
I don't remember who it was.
He didn't play
Mr. Miyagi though. He played a completely different character.
Was he not Mr. Miyagi in that?
I don't think so.
Not in the remake.
Oh, he wasn't. Oh man, I haven't seen that remake in a minute. Then I don't remember it very well. I love the original Karate Kids though.
Mm-hmm.
Like the second Karate Kid is when he went to Okinawa.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. He went to Okinawa and the whole fight to the death thing, mm-hmm. breaking the ice. Yeah, yeah, I like those. I like those ones. I like the Cobra Kai show too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fire show. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of losing my interest as it goes on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're always looking for like more drama in that show, but it's just karate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see the fights. Yeah.
Dead space.
Know, right?
New topic.
And a moment for our sponsors. And we're back.
All right. So,
you could be the first sponsor of the floating island.
What would be? Who would be a good sponsor for floating island?
Nike.
I don't know.
Nike? I was thinking Charmin.
What? Like Charmin Ultra Plus?
Okay. Well, that makes it even sound even better. Charmin Ultra Plus.
Isn't that like a cleaning
stuff? Floating island, so you got to think of what would be...
toilet paper.
Yeah.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
What? Is that the slogan?
Is Charmin the one with the bears?
It's the bears.
The bears, yeah.
Yeah, I think they don't squeeze the Charmin. Yes, I'm pretty sure. That's a real thing.
It's about toilet paper?
Let's find out.
It's, yes.
Yeah, don't squeeze it, push.
But no. Whoop. We're talking about toilet paper, not actually going to the bathroom.
Toilet paper. Listen, what's toilet paper for?
Listen, no potty humor on this podcast. I was just talking about like what would be, and that was the first thing that came to my mind was Charmin. Mm. I don't know why, I just did. Mm. Yeah, don't squeeze the Charmin.
It's 1970s.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Ready? Don't listen. Squeeze ready? The listen.
Charmin. Ladies, you can't squeeze the Charmin.
But this isn't Charmin, Mr. Whipple. This is new Charmin, even more squeezably soft.
But
you can see. Turn your phone over here, Dad. See the bigger puffs, the soft ones.
You can feel the difference. No matter how irresistibly soft, please don't squeeze the new Charmin.
Mr. Whipple.
Introducing new Charmin. So much softer you can see, feel, and hear the difference. New soft fragrance, too.
Wow. Why would you scent your toilet paper?
You have to send me that link so I can attach that video.
Yeah. I never knew that. I didn't know that they scented their toilet paper.
Please don't squish this new Charmin.
No, squeeze.
Don't
not
squeeze the new Charmin.
Squishing is different than squeezing.
Yeah.
Is it?
You're right. They're two different words.
No, I know that, but...
I mean, I guess two different words can mean the same thing.
Like squeeze, right. Like squeeze would be like this, and like squish, like squishing. Ooh.
Thanks for the demonstration.
Yeah,
that was great.
You're welcome.
Science rules. Boo, 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 Bill Nye the Science Guy.
He was fun.
Yeah.
He was fun. You know,
very
what?
Political.
You just made
now.
Me, you just made me think of when you said Bill Nye the Science Guy. You made me think of Blue. What's the What's the blue dog?
Blue's Clues?
Oh, yeah. Blue's Clues with Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. But the first guy wasn't Joe.
Wasn't it Steve?
Oh, Steve.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah, and then he, like, disappeared, and there were, like, so many theories about him. But yeah, he, like, came back.
But then he had Joe, or Joe took over.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you stopped watching it by then. You guys did really, watch it when you were little.
I don't know. When I think back at cartoons that I used to watch as a kid, it was, like, Avatar The Last Airbender.
No. Yeah. You used to watch...
Well, I'm not saying like a little kid, but that's like the most like I can think back. I can't think of what I watched when I was little.
What was that group of school kids?
What group of school? Oh, what was Recess?
Recess.
Oh, that was that's an OG show. Recess was sick.
I remember Recess. You guys watching Recess and Blue's Clues and what else did you guys watch cartoon wise? I can't think.
Teen Titans.
Oh, yeah. Teen Titans.
Teen Titans, yeah. The OG like animation one, yeah. Mm-hmm. That one was sick. Before Teen Titans.
And then you guys got into Disney, and you were watching like Raven and
Sweet Life is Zack and Cody. Lizzie McGuire. It was always fire for me because my middle name Cody. Mm-hmm. And Zack, so I'm Zack and Cody. I was always fucking.
And then Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, I got myself there. I almost slipped up, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were fun. And then Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah, we all had a crush on Selena Gomez.
And then what's the one with Shia LaBeouf?
What was his name?
Even Stevens.
Yeah. And then there was like the. That's like Hannah Montana was out too.
Oh yeah, Hannah Montana. All that stuff.
And then on Nick, it was like Zoe 101, Drake and Josh.
Yeah. Man. Those were the fun Disney shows.
Those shows were bangers.
Those were the fun. I don't remember them banging their heads or. What's a banger?
Bangers. Those were bangers. Those were like really good. I was like, really good. And like, those were bangers. Like,
okay, some of these words don't make sense to me.
Okay, they were really good. Or really fire shows. Mm-hmm. They're like super, super solid.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Very enjoyable. I'd go back and rewatch them. I have before. Sometimes I'll put it on as a background show. Mm-hmm. I'll be like doing something. I'll have like Drake and Josh playing or something. Yeah, no, apparently there's a lot of negative around Drake Bell.
Missing and then he wasn't really truly missing.
He went missing?
What? Yeah, he went missing for like 24 hours. It was in the news. And then
he wasn't really missing?
No, he wasn't really missing.
Where was he?
He just like kind of was off the grid.
Why was it reported then he was missing?
Because his family reported him missing because he kind of like went off the grid. He didn't have his phone on and things like that. And
I don't know. I just know there's a lot of negative. It broke my heart when you find out that him and Josh Peck, his actual name. Yeah.
They're
not real best friends.
Oh.
Sucks.
Man.
But they'll always be best friends in the show.
That would be sad.
No, it is. It's true, though. They're not. Like, they do not like each other at all.
I believe you.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually not common or uncommon in Hollywood.
No, more they like, that's apparently like they just had a lot of things. Hey, like, there's something like he didn't invite him to his wedding.
That's
like,
why they call it acting.
Is it true. Hmm. Yeah. I don't know. There's some people. Like, look at the cast of Friends, though. Yeah. They're all like Lifetime friends.
Mm-hmm.
So like there are plenty of times that like when the chemistry is right you actually lifelong friends. I think that happens a lot on like comedy sets probably because they're all just there having a good time joking and laughing. Mm-hmm.
Pivot.
Oh, the scene from Friends.
Do you not know that scene?
Remember the scene when they're moving the couch and Friends?
He's looking at me like I'm literally like nuts.
He's like pivot. Oh,
he's like pivot, and then he's like pivot.
Yeah, he's like pivot. Yeah, pivot! You're not ready, pivoting!
He doesn't say pivoting. Does he not say pivoting?
I'm going to look up the scene right now, Friends.
And then he starts yelling. The blooper to that is actually super funny.
Pivot! Yeah, this.
And then.
I brought reinforcements. Oh, yeah, that was. Nah, we won't do that one. This is a 50 second one. Yeah.
It's so funny.
You don't know. I don't remember that scene, but yeah.
Oh, they're all just
those
laughing.
Those are the bloopers. That's so funny. Yeah. It's because you don't really pay attention to social media.
Yeah. What? That's from a show. What do you mean you wouldn't be paying attention from social media?
Because that's come around again. That's how I know it. I didn't see the original show. Until you didn't see
the actual episode?
No, until I started to see the memes of it and then the bloopers of it.
The Friends bloopers are pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's a
good
show.
And then on
show.
Instagram, they do like a whole bunch of like...
show. That was a good, well done
It was.
Show.
I mean, when your brother watched it, I watched a few episodes with him.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's another really good show. Another really
Never
funny
saw
one.
It.
I don't know if you got...
Oh, is that with Terry Crews?
Yeah, the cop one. Yeah.
You know who I know Terry Crews from?
What?
Old Spice.
Real
that was actually
White Chicks.
But
Longest Yard.
Yeah, but he started in Old Spice.
He didn't start in Old Spice.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm positive.
What did he start in?
Oh my gosh, he's been in so many things. I just named the Longest Yard wasn't
Adam
that in 1990s? Longest Yard with
know.
Adam
look
Sandler.
Up, look up Old Spice.
Yeah, he
commercial.
Did another movie with Adam Sandler.
He's,
too.
He's done a lot. He was in a.
What
he
was that?
On Blended,
what
that? But
that
was more.
What's
recent.
That song that they is pretty famous in the car? The convertible.
Yeah, that's White singing? Chicks.
No, I know. I don't know the movie.
And yeah, I need you. And I miss you. And now I wonder.
Okay, look up Old Spice. Look up Terry. Okay.
Sky.
Look up.
Do you think time would pass me by?
Okay.
Cause you know I walk 1,000 miles.
Anyway,
if I could
I would
see
walk 10,000.
That's a whole different song.
I know.
I don't know any words to
We know it's a different song.
Oh, I know the words to
I couldn't
song.
Stop singing it.
I know
the
words.
I had
the
whole scene playing in my head. I had to keep going. I had to get it out.
You just opened up. You understand what door you just
what,
opened
What, we singing
up?
Now? Are you going to start singing
a
song?
No, you sing. Know what sing.
Sing a song. Sing out loud. Sing out strong. Doesn't matter if you're not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing. Sing a song.
Wow, that song will still always haunt me forever.
Why does it haunt you?
You know why.
I know why. I know.
That's
every
how he
Sunday
would wake us up
for
church.
Which is horrible because
literally,
now,
it would be like we'd be sleeping and then that thing would come in your dreams, let me tell you. You'd be dreaming like something good. You'd be walking through like a meadow of flowers and it'd be like the most peaceful day. And then you'd just hear.
Sing.
Da, na, 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 na.
And it would be Elmo.
You'd be like, oh no. And then you'd hear the door open and his voice too. He's always singing along. Sing.
Yeah.
Sing a song. And then you're just like, no.
Sing of good things.
Oh my gosh. So many times.
But he would
do it all the time. Then he'd just start doing it randomly too sometimes.
No, yeah. but it was church and see.
What you'd always
you'll
do
always
in
associate.
That's how you
like,
wake you up. That's just like if he ever had to wake you up, it was with sing.
It would have been a better. You should have picked a different song.
I know, right? Why couldn't you have picked like a good
it's
one?
It's 70s
rock or something.
Good,
I don't know.
Listen
something
to those
that they
words.
Would be excited
no,
to
yeah,
get
something
up
like
to.
It's a
Mr.
Good
Blue
life song.
Sky.
It's a good life song.
No, it is a good life song. We're not saying that the lyrics are bad. We're just saying that they associate that with church and waking up.
So church is bad?
No, church is good. No, church is great. But it didn't. But they were so annoyed with the song. They were annoyed getting up for church. It wasn't like you were waking them up happy.
They could have.
Yeah,
waking
yeah.
You them
were
up
waking
annoyed.
Them up.
Hey. You were waking them up grumpy because they're like,
no.
"Turn it off."
Hey, here.
Stop it.
Hey, although we all have choice, you know what they could have done?
We could have picked to have a better outlook on it.
Yeah,
we could have sang along and smiled.
Or actually just gotten up when you're supposed to get up.
True. I mean, yeah. Usually he would say like, "Get up."
Yeah, so that was...
No, you something no, start
he
with, it.
You
yeah,
with it.
You didn't
yeah.
really give us a chance to be like, hey, get up. In 5 minutes, I'm going to start the song. That would probably gotten us up. We'd be like, oh, I will be up. Don't worry.
No, because it's a good life song. You need to...
I'm
glad that
it's...
It's
are
not a question
and...
of it being a good life song. It's a great life song. I'm just saying that they associate it with grumpiness on a Sunday morning.
Hmm. Well, so what my faith... teaches me is to choose joy.
So joy. I'm not, yeah, so I don't know this word called grumpiness. I choose joy.
Bull. You know grumpiness. I know you know grumpiness. But
okay, we digress, because I still want to know when the Old Spice commercial
snap. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Look, when Terry Crews' first Old Spice commercial was? When was Terry Crews' first Old Spice commercial?
Trivia, if you know the answer.
Right.
Text.
Text.
Yeah, don't text 2010, Mom. You don't think he was doing things before 2010?
Go look. See what was his first thing.
His, like, first movie? Is a pretty good
text thing. 858.
What is Terry Crews's...
776. I know. 555. No, I'm just kidding. Say, like... I'm just kidding. we give Nathan's number. Or Caleb.
Yeah.
All right.
They start getting random texts.
Well, White Chicks was 2004. Just off the bat. Okay.
All right. Fine,
Idiocracy,
right.
2006.
Okay,
Blender was
2004. You're
Longest Yard, 2005.
Right. I just know Terry Crews.
He was in
Cruz
a 2006 movie called The Sixth Day.
Okay.
Yeah, like, he's from a lot of things. He was in Deadpool.
Okay.
Like, he's known not from the Old Spice. Old Spice were just right. great commercials, though. He was great at them.
I know him from
Old Spice.
Yes, I
you
know him.
You like
him
his
from
peck puffles with the drums and all yep, that? Yeah. He was a perfect Old Spice guy.
Yes.
I was going to try to do the Old Spice, but I don't even remember. I don't even remember what it was. Mm-hmm. I know it's like a boat whistle or whatever.
Yeah.
But I forget the jingle.
Something like that.
Was like
that was pretty good.
I don't know. Wasn't that it? Good. It was a
You know what you just reminded me of? You don't talk random when you just whistled. It reminded me of Hunger Games. Yeah.
That was pretty solid. That was pretty good.
Do you actually know that, or did you just whistle with him?
No, I remember.
Hunger Games lit. I was just talking about that with a girl like a couple weeks ago. Like, I was like, I'm pretty sure I would survive the Hunger Games. I wouldn't have. I mean, like, if someone got me, then I'm dead. I don't care anymore. I'm dead. But like, I think like in the start, like if.
I mean, I'm not surviving
guns,
anything.
But oh my god,
I'm
like, I wouldn't
runner.
Care. I'd be like, the Hunger Games.
I'm killing everyone. Let's just
What? Okay. If you're in the Hunger Games, Mom, you're just saying you're not going to try to kill someone. You just got to take it. You're just taking it. And be like,
listen,
okay.
I am literally the slowest runner ever. I mean, you outran me when you were 4.
Get a ranged weapon then.
A what?
Crossbow.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
You don't gotta run when you're shooting them.
Okay, they ran in that movie.
Okay, yeah, you might have to run, but that's why you gotta have them alliances, remember?
They opened up the when they had to run to that middle thing
and
grab their weapon. I'm not even gonna get a weapon.
Alliances, though. There's always alliances, so you better get a fast runner in your alliance. And you'd be like, he can move quick. He'll get to the weapons, hold them off while we coming up.
I was not gonna get a weapon.
Well, I'd get there. I'd make sure you got a weapon, Mom. I'll make sure you got a crossbow because I feel like you can
hang back. That's exactly okay. You know what? Now I have a really good reason why I would never apply to Survivor.
Hmm.
I wouldn't win because I'm the slowest runner.
Oh, but
ever.
People mess up all the time
in Survivor.
Yeah, but also if you
no,
make
they
alliances,
would vote me out.
But Mom,
they would vote
there are people
out.
That are slow and all that keep you around. They could keep you around because they think you're not competition. They'd be like, oh, when we get to the last round, we're gonna be able to smoke her. So you make it there, but you
might
be liked enough that they keep you around.
No, yeah,
it's a social game.
It's fine. It's a social game. But also, I've seen both sides of it. If you're a slow runner and you don't do well in challenges, they're like, eh, let's get them out now and keep the strong people in the challenges. And then they keep the ones that aren't liked because they know that when they get to the end, they will win against them.
Okay. Yeah, but you could just be well-liked and just get voted, right? Because at the end,
yeah,
it's the jury.
I mean, there are definitely people.
Yeah, exactly. You just have a better
But you're not supposed to be
everyone.
Voting on popularity. I mean, in Survivor, you vote outlast,
but they always vote popularity.
No, they don't, actually.
Maybe we vote if we all three signed up. Did a season.
We wouldn't make it, but...
Why? They wouldn't have three family members come on?
Probably not. No,
they've only
unless
done
it was like
blood
a family.
Water.
Yeah, because then that's like three votes right there. None of us are gonna vote each other out.
No, you
we
would
got
have
three
to,
votes
though.
Locked.
You would have to, but then you would say, okay,
like at the end of the game, yeah, it'd be no. It's when
actually the final three.
Yeah, the final three, we'd be fine.
Yeah,
we just have to make it till then. But the hard part would always be people trying not to take one of us out, trying to thin our like lines in the beginning.
Yeah.
If it was like families on family, then we're chilling. Well, it would just be trying to integrate here, with another family.
The thing is that we just have to all have different names and we couldn't share that with our family.
We'll go undercover? Maybe we pitch that to them. Be like, hey, have us come on. We're going to come on different names. And we're going to, like, just, I don't know, see if they
be like, that Zach guy really, like, kind of looks like that Paul guy.
Oh, yeah. That'd be the hard thing. We look like, oh, my gosh.
I mean,
gosh.
You guys don't look like me.
Yeah,
so
I was
fine.
Out, and, like, I guess me and Caleb are, they, like, some kid I was playing beer pong with the kid, and he's like, dude, did they cook you and Caleb up in a lab? And I was just like, no. He knows Caleb.
Yeah.
Because, like, but he's never met me. Uh-huh. And he was just like, I was like, well, oh, that's funny. I guess me and Caleb are just like
very similar. Mm-hmm. You do. You have a rounder face than Caleb, but yeah, you definitely look very similar.
But yeah, I guess with the long hair, people are all seeing it because he used to have
well,
like,
they
super
used to call Caleb
hair.
Little Zach in at Deer Ridge. Or it was at Deer Ridge?
Maybe,
in Indiana?
Oh, yeah, Deer Ridge was Indiana.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
they used
funny.
To call it because he was kindergarten and first grade, and you were, like, third and fourth, and they would be like, oh, yeah, that, like, is your brother. I mean, there was, like, no distinction. You could totally tell that you guys were brothers.
Yeah. Nathan was just always the one that just, yeah. He looks more like you.
So Nathan wasn't created in a lab.
But then we went to the lab.
Yeah, got me and Kale cooked up. You saw what you guys created naturally, and you're like, ooh.
What? No, because in the lab, we were like,
got it done right.
No, in the lab, we could have like put a little bit more of like.
Exactly.
You know,
you cooked up a more superior human.
I think we switched some ingredients, but.
Oh, dang! Wow!
I think some of the ingredients got swapped or mislabeled.
Wow.
Well, remember when you bumped the table, honey,
like,
in that one?
And they all mixed together.
Wow.
Oop, there goes that mom thing again.
And that's why I have self-confidence issues.
You do not have self-confidence.
I know.
You're insecure in some areas. Or I think everybody has a little mixture of insecurity.
What?
No, you are.
Like what?
You are.
Like what?
You do that little like side eye when you look to see if people are looking at you, or when you're talking, you literally look this way and you'll do that little side eye.
Well, yeah, I'm always conscious of what's going around me.
No, that's
it's called
no.
being aware.
No,
let someone try to sneak up on
insecurity.
Me. I'm always watching.
Hey, Zach, this
insecurity.
Is a safe place.
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, sure, you could have
everybody
an insecurity.
Has
I'm sure
insecurity.
I have some. Yeah,
everybody
sure,
does.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, I do. Oh, I'm sure. I'm a sensitive guy. I'm emotional.
We just forgot to, like, you know, humility.
Well, I mean,
the bottle of humility.
I don't know. I think
what
I got humility, but I look at, like, I don't know. You should be, I don't know. What's
I'm
humility
just kidding.
Again?
I'm just kidding.
What is that
I'm
again? Humility?
Humble. To be humble.
Yeah.
To
what's
not,
like the actual
to not exalt. Like, to not exalt yourself over others. To think of yourself.
Oh, like high. I don't think
so
that. I think we're all just human beings. We're
I like
all the
this
same.
One. Yeah, I like this one. It's,
so what do you mean I'm not humble? Because
I
believe
kidding.
We're all equal.
I was just
and...
kidding. I was just kidding. I was thinking of what ingredients that we mix or miss.
Maybe back
sorry.
In the day I wasn't humble. But I'd say
but
I humbled
I
out pretty
kidding.
Well.
Hey.
You know. Okay. Well, I was just going in. I was just saying, hey, I'm down to look at it. If I'm not humble, hey, I'll change it. I'll humble myself,
I guess.
I was
kidding. But what you were going to say, you got distracted.
I just need to hold on, because since you can edit, I don't know. Laura called me, and so it's probably about
since,
our budget.
Since you can edit? Man, but okay. I don't want to have to go through all that. All
right, so you need another...
Wow, you got to make a phone call, Deb? You can You can take a step out. Go ahead, step out. Me and Mom can continue. We don't have to break it. We don't have to break it.
We
so I don't have to edit.
We could do the, your sponsor again.
Oh, moment for the sponsors. And we're back. Yeah. I put cricket sound effects.
I know.
They're great. I just killed the illusion, guys. I don't really have crickets in the studios anytime I do that. Just so you know. Yeah. FYI. Just got a jar of crickets, so just pull them out.
Yeah.
I don't know. How are you enjoying your first time on the podcast, Mom? See, isn't it like so different? I feel like you're like so daunted about it. You're like, I don't know.
I didn't knock them. I didn't knock them. It was the subject matter of swearing. Yes, and stuff. It was the subject matter, and it was the cussing. Yeah. So it wasn't that I didn't like them. I'm. You know what?
I wish you could look past swearing.
You've done more podcasts than people who think about doing podcasts and don't do them. So
I think Dad sparked something in Atlas about, oh, I can go out. He'll be back, dude. Atlas, come here. Please don't hit the camera, though. Like a walking tornado. You'll just stand there. You better not jump. Okay, but continue. What were you saying?
You were talking about...
Oh, doing more podcasts. Yeah, yeah, well, I mean, I'm just doing this for the love of it. Really, when you start doing things for the love of things, it's just... It's not like a chore. It's not. I'm just having a good time, flowing, vibing. Mm-hmm. Just, I'm gonna keep doing it. Like if it ever starts feeling like work, I'm just gonna stop.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fun in that. There's no fun in when it feels like work. Like yeah, but yeah. No, but it's probably a lot different. How does it feel though, like being on it now?
It's fun, and I never thought that it wouldn't be fun or enjoyable. It was. You know exactly what it is. It's the subjects and the cussing.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't have subjects, though. Every episode is just flowing,
end up, yes,
mixing,
it's random, like, yeah. But you do end up
talking about
something.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess, yes, some of them are pretty.
You don't go in with a topic, but you do end up talking about a subject.
So have you listened to my episodes?
No. I've listened to the one with Papa.
Yeah, of course.
And I've listened to portions of the one with... Was it Caleb and Dad?
Yeah.
I've listened to the one with Dad. Mm-hmm. So I've listened to the ones that I can listen to.
Yeah, the clean ones. That you know I'm going to be in. Heck,
the clean
maybe
ones.
There'll be some clean ones. But like, I feel like you should be able to see past some swearing. Like every once in a while. Like there was an episode, but there's only like 3 F-bombs.
No,
come on, it's not bad. It could have been like 50.
No.
But you could see past it, like, while you're watching a TV show.
How often do you see me watch a TV show with
I'm talking
that?
About, like, way back in the day, like, when we watched Castle. Every once in a while, they'd say, like, the B word.
There was never... Okay,
they'd say the
B
word. Exactly. But, see, why would you, like, go back
I don't like cussing
like
at all.
Exactly. You don't have to like cussing, but why tolerate it there, but not tolerate it for your son's podcast? That seems kind of... Come on. Mm.
Well, and also, if you guys get dark, or if you get mean humor... Yeah. Or super sarcastic.
Hey, I don't
and
know.
It's
we're all
at somebody's okay.
It's
well,
super sarcastic at someone. You don't
at somebody's expense.
When you're like roasting somebody.
Yes. Sometimes it's okay if it's done in fun, but you guys can get really mean.
The inside of my mother's brain, we get mm-hmm. mean. You think
we
we're mean to
mean.
Each other?
Not to each other. I mean to whatever you're
but
talking
like,
about.
But like you know it's joking? Is it actually
yes,
mean?
Yes, but no, you know where I come from with this. You know that I come
from... you didn't
from...
make fun of your friends when you were a teen?
Yeah, but I was a whole different person when I was a teen.
Okay,
so,
in your
yes.
20s you weren't making fun of them?
No,
oh,
I was
yeah.
married
had,
and
had,
I
had
a
had,
kid
had,
and
married,
I,
not,
yes.
That's crazy.
And I, yes.
I don't know. Different times, different generations.
I take... Seriously, encouragement and building people up, not tearing them down or becoming
mean.
Yeah,
but is it tearing down when they know you're joking? Like when they laugh at it too? Because then they're
yes.
getting a good laugh at it as well?
Yes.
Like just this day, me and Cody were texting each other and we were just making fun of each other super hard, like viciously.
Yeah.
But it's the funniest thing because
but I don't
we're both
like
dying
that.
Laughing.
I don't like it. I think that
you know...
can be funny. I think you can be funny because I think we are funny. Your dad and I are funny and we're clean and we're not mean and we're not sarcastic. So,
I don't know, so what's kind of like your roast? If you're going to roast me, what would you roast me?
I'm not going to roast you.
Come on, Four Eyes. How would you roast me?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to roast you.
Come on. Give you your best shot. Come on.
No. No. I'm not going
come
to.
Come on, pickleball.
No.
Come on. Come on, sloth. You're a slow runner.
Yeah, I'm a super slow runner. Oh my
I
gosh.
Know, I couldn't think of anything. Like, yeah.
When you guys would watch me play kickball, it was horrible.
Oh my gosh. You'd be looking, but it's so funny because you look like you're moving so fast.
But I'm not
but
moving
you're
at all.
Not at all.
There would be teammates that literally would kick the ball after me and try to not lap me. because my run wouldn't count if they went ahead of me, and so they literally.
Go, go, go!
I'm horrible. I seriously just don't know why I was born such. That's why I'm gonna get the T-shirt that, in case of the apocalypse, I'm tripping you. The only way that
You would sacrifice another human being to the zombies, but that's
funny humor to me though. We're all gonna die, so at least.
Whoa! I'm surviving the zombie apocalypse. You can go ahead and die if you.
Well,
you're
I think
not
the T-shirt
it,
actually said I'm such sad, a slow
but
runner.
I'm surviving that. Thing.
I think the T-shirt had something to do like I'm a slow
out.
Runner,
Spikes.
So I'm tripping you
I'm
or something. Or, huh?
I'm gonna have a sword. We'll get some guns. Mom, would you shoot a zombie? It's not a person anymore.
I don't know.
Like, come on, a zombie's coming to munch you.
Maybe.
Are you shooting it?
I know I'm going to die because I'm going to be caught. So
how are you
going to
get caught?
Know.
Not if you're with us. If you got a bunch of guys with guns and stuff, you're fine. All we got to do, steal a boat, get to an island, set up a base. And then from that base operation, we'll start
zombies
launching. They can't swim.
They can't row and they can't swim?
No, exactly. They're just dead. I mean, they probably could survive. They could float on water. But they'd probably get eaten by sharks by the time they got to the island. You know, think about it. Even if they
floated. Zombies are dumb.
They're dead. Yeah, they're just like, think
but
about it.
But they're dumb?
I wouldn't say they're dumb. They'd be like, just a predator. All they know is eat, keep surviving. They're like a fungus. Like, they're just going to keep growing and, I don't know. I said fungus. I thought of The Last of Us. That was like the premise. I think it was like a fungus.
But zombies are not smart. They're not going to steal cars. They're not going to fly
airplanes.
What
zombie movie have you ever seen that zombies driving in a Lamborghini chasing people?
That actually would be kind of funny.
If a zombie
stole a bicycle and just started like
you just
chasing.
You just heard behind you, ding, ding.
Yes.
Turn around
see?
And the zombie goes,
yeah. Yes.
Some Scooby-Doo stuff right there.
Yeah. Koopa Cabra.
I don't know.
That's funny. Yeah. I mean, what if you made... I mean, the zombies in the one Will Smith one, I Am Legend. Oh, I Am Legend.
Yeah.
They were pretty smart, weren't
they?
They
were smart. They weren't driving cars.
No.
They were smart, like, as far as they could figure out how to bust down, like, doors and get into places.
Well, that's
like
just
that.
their drive of trying to eat you.
Yeah, but there's a colonist. You can survive them. They had a colony set up with giant walls. You'd have to get prepared. Go to a royal area. You'd have to go to a place where not a lot of people... You have to dip out quick. As soon as that started happening, you have to get out fast, get supplies, and just get out. Because think about it, you can hunt for food and all that. Get to the mountains or something. You got to just get away.
I would not survive.
That's what I'm saying. Steal a boat. If you can steal a boat with
Even if I got to an island, we steal a boat, we get to an island, and then we can't fish, and we can't...
Why can't we fish?
It's not that easy.
We're gonna have to get guns. We're looting a store on the way.
Okay, and then you're gonna run out of bullets.
We're looting. Why are we shooting the fish?
No, we're not shooting the fish.
No, exactly. So, but eventually, the world's gonna go. All we're doing is gonna have to wait out until the world is like crumbled. Now there's a ton of zombies everywhere. Not a lot of people, right? And you just have to do operations into areas to get food.
Great. How do we repopulate? We don't.
What are you talking about? Maybe we find other survivors. I mean, eventually,
if it's just family,
we're all dying.
We're all dying.
Yeah,
so
we're all dying. We're not reproducing. Yeah, this ain't
Alabama.
That
would be bad.
See, that's not nice.
You're stereotyping.
I'm not stereotyping Alabama.
And you're
going
to go to Alabama.
I'm about to go to Alabama,
right,
too.
Right. Oh, Huffman, I am so sorry if you listen to this podcast that your friend just...
Love you, Tat.
Yeah, threw you under the bus.
I didn't throw him under the bus. I don't say that. It's just a joke. Gosh. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Shout out to Alabama, though. I think you guys' football team, college football team, is lit. I went to a college football game in Alabama.
Did you?
Yeah,
when did you go to Alabama?
I was with Pottersfield.
Oh.
At the time, yeah. We stopped in Alabama. I stayed there. I shot an armadillo out there. That was crazy. I don't know if I ever told that story on podcast. I was supposed to shoot an armadillo. So there we were. We were sitting at the pastor's house, mm-hmm, who we were staying with. They had a super nice house, a lot of land. And he literally, we were just sitting, I forgot what we were watching, but he just walks in with this massive rifle. I'm forgetting, it was like that thing shot something big, like a 308, I don't know. It was something that, oof, it was big. Mm-hmm. And it was to get through armadillo skin. But he just walks in, that's really thick skin.
It was like a turtle, a solid rifle.
Yeah. A little bolt action. He walks in and he just goes, "Who wants to kill an armadillo?" And without a second, he didn't even have to finish. He just said, "Who want to kill?" And I was me. And it was just like me. He was like, "All right, come on." And he hands me the rifle. He's like, he's right in the
garden.
What
did you do with the armadillo afterwards? I hope you did. You eat it? That's just so why.
I don't know what he did. Maybe they did. I don't know what they did with it. Honestly, they could have eaten it. Sure, armadillo soup. I don't know. They seem like resourceful people. They could have, or they just threw it away.
Because they're like pests.
It's like okay to just kill them. They're like pests. They're a huge problem. They rip up gardens and stuff. So literally, like, we were at the front door. He's in the front garden area. I was like, okay, bet. He's like, once I open the door, that thing's gonna run. I was like, all right, bet. He's like, be careful. He's like, have you shot before? I'm like, yeah, I'm familiar with weapon safety. He's like, all right, bet. And it opens the door, and this thing, it's like, it's dark out too. And this thing, I just see, and it runs, and I just start sprinting after it. I'm just going, it was crazy. I'm all bumping. I shoot it through the butt. Like, well, at first, it flips.
I like this story.
It flips, and it keeps running. It kept running. And so, like, I get another bullet in it, and I'm like, all right, cool. And then I run up, and it's not running as fast anymore. I mean, it all bleeding out of the butt and stuff. And I kind of run and stuff, but I got up to it, and I blasted it through.
We're
and
talking about when he killed an armadillo.
I killed an armadillo when I was in Alabama, yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
I know.
It was pretty cool. I mean, killing anything is not cool.
Did you eat it?
I don't know what they did with it. I think they threw it away because it was, like, a pest. I don't know. I mean, you could eat armadillo.
Well, I know that, like, roadkill.
Yeah, but...
No one did it, right?
Just, yeah, you just change out the battery.
Well, we should...
The mics keep running.
I know, but you should, like...
I'm gonna upgrade my camera. Maybe
you should
edit
that, too.
Why don't you just set it up so you can have it plugged in?
I don't know. That would probably just overheat the battery heavy. Yeah, think about just constantly having it...
You don't ever edit your podcast, do you?
What do you mean?
Like, edit them, take out the
dead space. No, you just try not to have dead space, I guess. But if dead space happens,
you can have it out.
No, I know he doesn't. How many views did you get on Puppas or listens for Puppa?
I have no idea. I'd have to look back. I'd have to like check the little stats.
Because that was like 2.5 hours. How long have we been talking?
I think it's actually one of my more listened to ones.
How long have we been talking?
Huh?
How long have we been talking?
Your dog's coming to you.
Dude, what are you doing? Oh, I love Atlas so much. But what were we just talking about?
I was just asking how long we've been talking.
Like 47 minutes.
Yep. No, we were talking about an apocalypse. Why can't I say it? An apocalypse. And taking a boat because zombies are not smart and they can't row. And they can't take a boat.
In World War Z.
No, I know.
They didn't take a boat in World War Z?
Yeah, they were on a boat.
The zombies took a boat.
I said the zombie apocalypse happened. I'm like, first thing we're doing is stealing a boat.
No, we were just talking about how slow I am still.
That's when you get a big yacht. Because we're stealing a boat. We don't care who's on it. I'm kicking them off or they're coming with us.
But then I said, we're at a remote island. It's just us. How do we repopulate? We can't. We're all
if it's
just
family,
die.
Yeah,
we're
we can't
either
repopulate.
Die from lack of food
then
or
I made
we're
a
just
bad
gonna
Alabama
die
joke
because nobody
and,
else. Yeah, yeah, it just went south.
And then that's when we started talking about killing
south
an armadillo.
Alabama. Okay.
There you go. That's good.
Okay.
But yeah.
So that's what you missed.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah, it was a pretty good.
We can sail around the world, honey.
But I'm saying exactly. We're gonna die anyway.
We're
not gonna die. We can find other survivors. I can find a baddie to repopulate with, Mom.
Hey,
stop.
Hey,
this
honey.
This is not. No, what?
We're all gonna die.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Yes.
You just gotta, you know, I don't know. When the day comes, the day comes. You just say
what
peace
did you
out.
Call it? A hottie?
A baddie.
What's a baddie?
A baddie, like a hot girl. Yeah. Yeah, hot girl.
Oh my gosh.
A baddie. Oh, she bad.
No, baddie sounds like a bat. Like a baddie. Like when baddie in my day was crazy. You're
No, batty. That's bat tea.
No.
Batty.
Oh, like, my batty. Gosh.
Bat tea. That's like that. Oh, you're batty. You're loose. You're luku, loco, whatever.
Luku? Luku? You're luku. You're luku.
Yeah, you're batty. Not baddie.
Oh, baddie.
Like you're bad.
But baddie is baddie.
Baddie. Oh, okay. Yeah. Ooh, she bad.
Okay, we're good. Let's move on. Yeah. Stop the
Oof.
Mbop.
Ow!
You know, that just made me think of mbop. Mbop.
Mbop. Mbop. Mbop. Mbop. Mbop.
Mbop. Actually, you kind of look like the Zach in Hanson with the hair.
Oh, his name's Zach too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
The middle one. Yeah. Mm. Oh, no, wait. I think so, yeah. I think it was.
I just know that song. I know the Mbop song. Mm-hmm.
So now that you have your parents here, tell us the struggles of being the middle child.
I don't really have struggles with being the middle child. Okay. I always looked at it as like I punch Nathan. Nathan hits me harder. I punch Caleb. Caleb tails on me. Like that was it. You just navigated it. I don't know. I think I have a great outlook on life. I don't know.
Don't bring up middle child with Auntie Tony though.
No, I mean, like, I feel like, I don't know.
Auntie Tony would be a good guest. Middle child's kind of lit
because, you know, you guys figured out your like, what not to do with Nathan. You tried to do it with me. When you realized you couldn't, you got it right with Caleb. I was kind of lit. I don't know. I felt, like, very free as, like, a middle child because Caleb kind of went after Nathan. Like, he looked up to Nathan.
Yeah.
I didn't ever have to worry about anything like that, setting an example. I was able just to kind of do whatever I wanted to. And I always thought I was kind of like the black sheep anyways.
Oh, my gosh.
No, well, I'm saying that I thought. I mean, I still say that.
You're not the black sheep.
Yeah, no.
No, that you calling yourself
I would say out of my, like, well, the way I view stuff is very different from the rest of the family. That would be the internal black sheep.
I think that your brothers and you have.
Oh, I feel like Caleb and Nathan have become very more similar to my mindset. But I was the original mindset.
Or you became more similar to their mindset that they've already had it.
What do you mean they already had it? Caleb's younger than me. They're starting to more take after me in a lot of areas. Then, yeah, I say as far as.
Humility again.
No, but like I'm saying as far as mindset goes, I would totally say. I'd say, like, when we were growing up, we didn't really see eye to eye all the time. We were very different people. We got along with sports and, like, sometimes games or, like, shows. But I would say, like, out of, like, I don't know. We always got along, though. Me and Nathan and Kim, we always got along. We'd always play together, like, when we were kids.
You guys never
we always
really
got along.
Fought.
We never had problems, but I would say really we viewed very things very differently. We'd have conversations.
You didn't fight, but you guys played rough as far as like jokes and messed with each other. But you guys didn't. You never really fought, and you never really like argued. I mean, you argued. I mean, the whole Brett Favre, Tom Brady thing. But I mean,
shout out Green Bay Packers.
I can't really remember you guys arguing that much.
So, what's your view on Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets?
I wish he'd just retire. Like, at that point, but at the same time, if he thinks he's still got some in him.
How old is he?
Oh, he's coming on 40 now.
Oh, dude, really? Is he older than Tom Brady?
No, he's a little younger than Tom Brady.
Oh, no, Tom Brady was like 46, wasn't he?
No, 42.
Like that. Oh, how do you know this?
No, then Aaron Rodgers might be like 39 then. He might be coming up on 40.
How do you know that Tom Brady's 42?
I think he's 42.
No, he's older than 42. Now he's like 44 now.
Were you at his birthday?
Yeah. He invited me.
That's cool.
No, it's honey. It was because it was a big deal when he turned 40.
Hey, mom, answer
he was
this.
The oldest.
You remember it was a big deal 2 years ago when Tom Brady.
Mom, give me a refresher.
You don't remember like.
Hey, give me a
what
refresher.
What you ate yesterday? Do you remember Tom Brady turned 42 years ago, and you added 40 plus 2 is 42? Oh wow.
Just give me a refresher though, real quick. Okay, I gotta.
I'm good.
In Boston, what is Beantown?
How actually? Oh, he's not. You're so wrong. He's 45.
Oh wow, I was wrong too.
There you go.
So 5 years ago,
Aaron Rodgers is probably like 40. Aaron Rodgers
is
probably like 40.
We can look that up too. But either 39.
So see, so I was
how old is Aaron Rodgers?
I remembered it was a big deal when he turned 40. Apparently, that's 5 years ago.
Yeah,
I don't know.
August 3rd.
Okay, because you saw it. On
Look up Aaron Rodgers real quick before you put away. Look up how old Aaron Rodgers is.
All right, what was your question, Zach?
What's Beantown again?
Boston.
Yeah, but like, why do they call it
Beantown? Boston beans.
Yeah, beans from what?
What do you mean? beans from what? Like, Boston like beans?
Like actual beans?
Yeah, like the bean. Boston beans, like Boston baked beans.
Oh.
Boston beans.
Man, I need a refresher, man.
Oh, he's 39. Yeah.
He's 39?
Wow. Yeah, he turns 40 this December.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Happy early birthday, Aaron Rodgers.
Very early birthday.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Okay.
But I think, like, if he thinks he's still got, like, because I think, what, he signed, like, a 3-year contract with the Jets or, like, 4 years. It was, like, $250 million or something like that. Yeah. It was crazy. But if he thinks he's got it, I think it'd be cool. Lead the Jets to the Super Bowl. I hope he thrives. But, like, I hope he just doesn't become, like, another Brett Favre where we're just like, dude, I don't know, man. Because I think when he went to the Jets first and then Minnesota, you're just like, I don't know. And he wasn't doing that good. See, if Brett Favre was, like, killing it, though, everyone would be for it. But yeah. Brett Favre just didn't perform very well in his last years. That it was just kind of like, dude, it's time to hang it up, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's always a good thing to know when to hang it up before it is time to hang it up.
Yeah. Like Tom should have retired after he won the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay.
I thought so, yeah. I thought you should have ended on a high note.
Yeah.
Because so now like Peyton Manning, now, that's is he playing another season, Tom Brady?
No, he retired this time now.
Is he actually retired?
Yeah. Yep, I believe so. And then Peyton Manning did it right because he went from the Colts to the Broncos, won the Super Bowl, and then dropped the mic.
Did he retire right after that?
Yep, he retired at that point.
Is Tom Brady actually retired?
Yes.
I'm looking up. You never know with that one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Retired comes after a solid 23. I think in sports, though, what I'm looking forward to is LeBron James playing with his son. I think that's really cool. Like, I think he's got, like, another two years in college or something. And LeBron James' like goal is like he wants to play on the same NBA team as his kid, and he knows they're gonna get drafted too. He's LeBron James is like, hey, get my kid, and his son's good too. But like that'd be cool, play a season on an NBA team like father and son. I don't think it's ever been done in professional sports where a father and son's been on the same like actual professional.
Did you ask what was Beantown or why was Boston named?
Yeah,
Beantown?
Like why? Yeah, why? All
right,
is it,
ready.
Like,
ready? You should have a podcast segment where fact. Ready?
Fact.
Facts
with Zach.
Random, yeah.
Oh, facts with Zach. Well, facts with Zach's
mom.
Mom.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Ready? Okay. The Pilgrims of Plymouth Colony, an English establishment set up in North America in 1620, possibly learned from the American Indians. American Indians how to bake the seeds in bean pots and sweeten them with maple syrup. Oh. They ate the baked beans with dark breads, which they made in a colony by mixing barley and cornmeal. Yeah. And so they said that it's Bean Town's nickname can be traced back to that on September
17th,
1630.
Yeah,
cool.
There you go. There you guys go. Fun fact. Yeah, no, I had one of my workers was telling me a story, and he's from Massachusetts, but he's against
beans?
Every Massachusetts team. No, he's a New York Yankee fan.
I was just joking.
He's a Laker fan, and he was like, he was telling me a story about when he was like 11 at a Lakers Celtics game, and it was when Magic Johnson like hit his huge sky hook or something like that. It was like,
why would you be against thing. All Boston teams?
I don't know,
teams.
But he was like, yeah. Like, screw you, Bean Town, all this stuff. Like, he's like, yeah, I was ready. Wow. My dad got in a fight. He was like that. He was like 11. He's like, yeah, someone threw like beer and popcorn at me. So my dad like beat him up and the security. Tell me this whole story. And I was like thinking, I was like, man, why did they call Bean Town again? Like,
your friend sounds
like. He's not a
like,
friend. Oh, like, okay. I would say, yeah, sure. Okay. I'd be friends with all
he
of them.
He sounds bean bitter.
Bean bitter. Oh, I'd change that. Yeah. I'd say they're all friends.
Yeah.
I believe in a good work environment, and I think boss should always, you should be a friend, but also keep professionalism at all times. Like it is work.
Mm-hmm.
It is work. But sure, I'd be the. I actually had one of my guys actually just hit me up. He's like, hey, I put you down as a reference for the sheriffs.
Oh, cool.
And I was just like, it was like, because it was kind of sad, but cute at the same time. He's like, I don't really have many friends. He's like, you're probably the closest I got, like, as far as, like in that area because he's like in talking in an unprofessional way because he's like totally pulled me aside and talked to life and just, you know, help him through stuff.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I hope that's okay. I'm like, always, dude. Absolutely.
You know what? Talking about beans just made me think of
what?
The game Bean Boozle.
Didn't that originate from like Harry Potter?
I don't know, but I remember you almost throwing up when you ate the vomit.
The joke beans in Harry Potter started it, right?
I don't know. I think they just made a Harry Potter
Bean Boozle. They had the Harry Potter one, but I almost wanted to say that they were in. I want to say the vomit one was the worst. I want to say it came from Harry Potter. Legit, the worst.
Yeah.
Did Bean Boozle come from Harry Potter?
I guess it's inspired from Harry Potter.
Bean Boozle is inspired by Harry Potter's
Was it really?
Birdie Bolt's ever-flavored beans.
Yeah, so it was inspired by Harry Potter.
I thought so. Yeah, because like there were so many different flavors in those. Yeah. You never know what you got. I didn't think there was like a scene where Dumbledore refuses some because like he got a vomit one time. Okay. Like there's a backstory to
That's the worst. You gagged so bad.
I threw up. I think the first time. It was bad. Oh, those are terrible. No, it was the rotten egg.
It was the rotten egg that got me to throw up.
Oh,
that's gross.
Oh, that was so terrible.
It's so funny, though.
They're funny now. Like, I could take it now, but man, when I was a kid, I was really... tasting, like, textures really threw me off.
Yep. When you threw up in the sink from the habanero pepper.
Oh, that was just because, dang, that destroyed me. I remember throwing up at school because of the ghost pepper. Remember having to come bring me, like, milk and crackers? Before going to football practice?
No, I don't remember that.
I think it was you that brought me that, Dad.
It may have been, yeah.
I just remember, I drank the ghost pepper stuff and it hurt me. I went to the nurse and everything.
You just gagged a lot.
Yeah.
We have an entire photo album of Zach growing up.
You were a gagging kid.
That'd be gross. Why would you even have that? Every time he threw up, I made sure I had my camera ready.
Was he the one that got sick and threw up the red Kool-Aid in Chesapeake? Oh, that was gross.
What?
One of you, I think it was you. We were at a birthday party and somebody drank so much like red Kool-Aid or red punch or something at the party and just ate a whole bunch of junk food. I mean, it was, you know, a birthday party and cupcakes and I don't know. Somebody woke up in the middle of the night and was like, oh, my tummy hurts and just bleh, bleh. I mean, it just kept going and going and going. And then it was like all red and stained.
Yeah,
like the carpet. It was bad.
You tried to make it to the bathroom.
Yeah, you couldn't. But you had to come and tell us first. You know, Mom, Dad, my stomach hurts. Okay, we'll go to the bathroom. And then you just didn't make it.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Yeah. Wow. Well, not for the one
I remember throwing up because of the bubble gum. Remember that Alex's baby shower?
Oh, yeah. We were seeing who could put as many giant bubble cigars in our mouths.
Yeah. Oh, dude. You couldn't even swallow this. We had so much gum in our mouth. I just remember.
You also threw up when you did the cinnamon challenge outside in the backyard.
I throw up a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I
threw up the cinnamon challenge.
Fact. He threw up a lot.
He throws up a lot, you mean?
Oh, no, he threw up a lot.
I guess I don't throw up a lot.
I
hope not. Yeah.
Oh. Sometimes from alcohol.
Okay.
Sometimes I just don't settle right in my stomach. I'm not saying I'm getting drunk. I'm just saying sometimes I don't settle right in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer more natural solutions.
I don't even know what to follow up.
I was thinking, I was like, what do you say after that? Mm-hmm. Oh, dang. Oh, I don't know, guys. I mean, I feel like we've had a pretty solid episode. We can go on as long as we have all the time in the world. I don't know. You guys got anything?
No, I'll just...
You got a small group.
Part two?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys do have a small group thing. You guys are now. Well, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And to everyone listening, I hope you guys are just always living to the fullest, chasing your happiness, and just, hey, figuring it out. We're all making it up as we go. Well, hey, I appreciate you guys being on this. Seriously, thank you for coming on, and it was a good time.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Zach.
I want to spend my money where the days are sunny and bright. I want to find some people who don't mind no sleeping, cause I'll be up tonight. I want to live and let love fly with the birds in the sky.
And I know that you ain't disagree yet. So come on, I just wanna be free yet. So let's not hesitate a moment longer. Open up your heart with me. Let it float and just keep singing. I'm just looking for a good time. Wanna take a never-ending holiday. Margaritas on the coastline. At a beach that feels so far away. But I'm really just a punchline. Cause I already have an amazing view. Always looking for a good time. For my best time.